Amazon is expanding its footprint in New York City yet again. The announcement of a new sales and marketing office on Manhattan's West Side comes just 2 weeks after Amazon unveiled plans for a logistics warehouse on Staten Island. WNYC's Ilya Maris reports that de Blasio's administration is now going after an even bigger prize.
HQ2, as in a second North American headquarters for Amazon, which of course already has one headquarters in Seattle. Alicia Glenn, New York's deputy mayor for economic development, says Amazon needs what New York has, people with know-how in media, finance, and film.
So we think it's a perfect fit. A company like Amazon, who has said they're an urban company, their workers love to bike to work, to walk to work, to take the ferry to work. Where else can you do that anywhere else in the United States except in New York City?
Last week, the city put out a request for expressions of interest. Basically, Glenn and her team want to gather the best ideas for where HQ2 could go and then send a proposal to CEO Jeff Bezos. Whatever city Bezos and his team pick could get up to 50,000 new jobs and $5 billion in investment. So, yeah, Glenn says, right now, every big American city is sitting in front of the mirror, applying its makeup.
Amazon did this very smartly. They want cities to be the respondents to the RFP. And so we needed to develop a mechanism through which we could vet all of the unbelievably interesting ideas that are out there.
One disadvantage for New York, there's not a ton of buildable land. Also, the de Blasio administration is opposed to big subsidies. Still, the state government has no such qualms. This month alone, Amazon got pledges of close to $40 million in tax breaks from the State Economic Development Agency. Ilya Meritz, WNYC News.